A little chill in the air. Dusk. Dark. Sun's just starting to rise. Clouds. Horror week here on 99.7 DJX. Always leading up to the big day.
Spooky stories.
So, yesterday, we talked to a listener who had bought a locket. Had a picture of a person in it, too. Looked like it was old, maybe from the 20s.
Yeah.
But then random weird things started happening. Like she fell down, broke her ankle. Could be a coincidence, could be the locket.
Right, where her keys she set on the counter, like she always does. And went to the other room, came back, keys were on the table.
Now, we never found out
alone.
If Janie was drunk or not, and these are things that could have just happened.
You didn't need to assassinate her character like that. There's no evidence pointing to that at all.
This is true.
Yes.
But then we get this call about another item purchased that had maybe a demon spirit.
Some sort of entity attached to it.
Michael?
I bought a medieval sword from a couple. They had bought it off the dark web. Uh-huh. And in my home, I hung it up, and everything started happening. Black entity. I got hit in the thigh with a picture frame, and my girlfriend got hit in the face with a pendulum clock that was on my wall.
So Michael, so you were saying this was like an old sword. Did you do any research on where that sword may have come from?
No, I collect knives and swords, and I just thought I was getting a good deal because a couple sold it to me for $25, and they acted like they were in a hurry, you know, to get rid
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Now we know why.
I feel like it's like Jumanji, you know, that getting rid of the box Jumanji, bury it, and then someone else finds it like, oh, wow, look at this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they passed it on. I think they knew what they were doing, but I think they were scared. Maybe they had kids or something, and they passed it on.
Oh, wow.
I wrote a book on Amazon. Called When Demons Pray, and so, yeah, it was a demonic entity. So.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Crazy. All right, well, Michael, thank you so much for the phone call.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it...
Beware of old stuff? Is that the lesson
here?
Yeah,
but how do you not do research on it? And like, go, wow, who owned this sword?
Well, I wouldn't even know the first place to start. Do they have, like, serial numbers on the sword or what? Like,
yeah, there's got to be a marking, or you got to be able to take it to... I mean, they do it on Antiques Roadshow, don't they?
Okay.
Where they take it and like, hey, I got this samurai sword.
I really watch that show, so I don't know how
You
it
don't
works.
Watch
I
Antiques
don't.
Roadshow?
No, I do not. I don't.
That is a PBS classic at our house.
No.
Where?
No.
These people, they come to these... antique
no I know what they do I
they've,
just
they've been around here before.
I can't imagine that this sword has got like a serial number on it or something. Like,
well, you take it
in this series,
you know, Michael needs to go. He said he's already written a book about it. He needs to go and he needs to take it there and go, yeah, so you got this samurai sword,
can you tell me what kind of spirit's
what
attached to
kind
it?
Of demonic spirit on it? And they would take a look at it and they'd be like, well, it looks like this sword is from about the Ming Dynasty there.
I would take it straight to, like, a paranormal investigator. See if they can run a little, their little doodads over it.
And then he's
and
like,
see if they get a little,
he's like, yeah, I only got it for like $25. It sounded like they wanted to, it was a good deal.
It sounds like they understood there's something.
The people that were getting rid of it were like, you know what, we don't need this.
There's weirdness. I think it's tied to this.
Tell you what, $25, it's yours. All right.
What a great deal.
What a great deal.
And paranormal activity is the bonus.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, anyways, thank you, Michael, for the story there. As Horror Week continues, if you've got a weird, unexplained thing that has happened in your life, let us know on 99.7 DJX.